It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Amy Schmidt. She is an associate professor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln in the Department of Animal Science. Amy, tell me about some research that you're involved in here at UNL. It sounds like it has to do with a virus. Tell me about it.
PERS seems to be the issue right now, has been for the last few years, and it's an airborne or a respiratory disease and a reproductive disease. Is, you know, pretty catastrophic, just like PEDV. But we've seen cases of farms downwind of a PERS positive farm breaking with PERS after manure handling. But we've never had, or we never really had a way to verify if the manure handling activities are what caused that break. So that's what we're trying to investigate right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that research project. Again, if you kind of set the premise, what brought about that research? What was the idea behind it?
So we've had swine integrators and producers and veterinarians in the state who have said, we know it has to be being aerosolized, getting into the air when manure is handled, because we can have a farm be positive for PERS. Those animals leave the farm, go to market, we disinfect, we test, everything's clean, we bring in new pigs, and they're fine until we agitate the pit to pump manure, and then that barn breaks with PERS. So it makes sense, something's getting mixed up into the air during that manure handling. We also have seen cases, a lot of instances of farms breaking with PERS when a nearby farm is applying manure. And then they've looked to see that it's the same strain of the virus. So we know it's being carried in the air. We're not having cross traffic. We're following biosecurity protocols. So it's just, it's a matter of, can we actually measure it in the air or not? And that's what we've been working on. So we managed this past fall to sample inside and outside of swine farms that we knew were positive for PERS. We tested the animals, we tested surfaces in the building. But the most important part was that we put air samplers outside the building up to 20 feet away from the fans, and we were able to find the virus using PCR analysis in the lab, find the virus in those air samples. So that was a huge discovery for us.
What happens next? Where does the research go from here?
It goes in about 10 different directions, I would say. But so we haven't necessarily shown a connection between the manure pit agitation and PERS being detectable. What we have showed is that we can detect it in the air when we know that the virus is in the building. Mm-hmm. Our next step is then to look at, can we test air quality or take these air samples at a site that has had PERS previously, the animals in it now do not have PERS, monitor for 24 hours before they start agitating the pit, monitor while they agitate the pit, and for a day or so afterward, and see if we're picking it up in the air and then the animals are becoming sick two or three days later, like they've seen in several cases. So that's one of the ways we need to go with it. We also need to understand how far does it travel from the building? And then to me, one of the questions becomes, how long does manure need to sit before you pump it to get rid of the virus? Or is there a treatment method?
Yeah, I was going to say, or can you treat it to try and get rid of it before you land apply?
Yeah, and we learned from PEDV, we can treat manure with lime and raise the pH and it will knock out those viruses, but it's not a very appealing option because when you raise that pH, you get a lot of ammonia coming out of it, and then you lose all that nitrogen value, and it's an odor concern. So, yeah, lots of questions yet to be answered, but we're excited that we just managed to measure it because no researcher had, you know, published that sort of data before.
Amy, thank you so much for the update. Again, highlighting some of the work, some of the swine research going on at UNL. That's Amy Schmidt, Associate Professor in the Department of Animal Science at UNL. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check them out online as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.